Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Gimel of Masechtas Beit, some of the topics we learned about today. The Gemara continues the discussion of the first Mishnah of the Masechta regarding the egg that was laid on Yom Tov, and brings several related Mishnayos and Braises to explain the various opinions that interpreted our Mishnah on the previous Daf. The Gemara will also discuss a Mishnah in Masechtas Trumas regarding pressed dates of Truma, which became mixed with dates of Chulin, as it relates to our Papa's explanation of our Mishnah. Some of the key topics and concepts that we learned about include Safik derais l'churma, Safik derabban l'kula. When there's a doubt as to whether an item is permitted related to a Torah law, we take the more stringent approach. If the doubt is related to a derabbanan law, we take a more lenient approach. Bittul. There's halacha that if a forbidden item became mixed into a permitted item, the forbidden item can become nullified, and the mixture permitted generally if there is at least 60 times more of the permitted item than the forbidden item. Our Gemara discusses Truma which became mixed into Chulin, for which the shear to nullify and permit the mixture is 100 times more of Chulin than the Truma. Davish Yishla Matirin Afila Be'elef Loi Batal. This is an exception to the Halacha Bittal. A forbidden item which will eventually become permitted cannot become nullified. The mixture remains Usser until that time of Heter. For example, Tevel can become permitted by separating Trumas and Maestras. Davar Chashav Loi Batal. Another exception to the rule of Bittl is a Dabar Chashav, an item of substantial significance.